Hi, John.
Hi, Joe.
Nice to see you dropping in.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, we're here to talk a little bit about hockey. And, you know, John, in all the years that you and I have been talking, I have never asked you this question. I never asked you, why'd you write this book?
Well, Joe, I researched a lot of the books that were on the market mm-hmm. about hockey, but I did not believe there was enough information for coaches, parents, and players that had kids 5 to 12 years of age, whether mm-hmm. it's boys or girls. You know, they were more or less for the older bantam midget hockey players, and I just thought there was a need for it, so I decided to write it.
And that's for kids from the ages of 5 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, John, today I thought we would talk about one of the very important things that coaches need to be teaching kids. And I think there are a few of those that you and I have talked about. But today I want you to talk a little bit about skating.
Okay, well, skating to me, for this young age group, is the most important skill you have to have. You can't play hockey and not be able to skate.
Absolutely.
So skating begins with balance. You know, you're standing on the ice, it's slipping and sliding. You got to have your feet shoulder width apart, your knees flexed forward over top of your toes.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give you more balance. And the important thing that a lot of people don't know, skate blades are not flat.
Oh,
they are concave. When you get them sharpened, they give you an inside edge and an outside edge. And these edges are used for starting, stopping, and all your turns. At different times during the game, you're going to be using these different edges. And the other important point, if you get a burr or a nick on this blade, you're going to start falling. And you have to go and get them resharpened to have a perfect blade.
So, I mean, if you find that you're sliding a little bit, I remember when I was playing hockey, I'd run my finger along the edge. Is that a good idea?
It's a good idea because you might be able to feel there is a little burr or a nick in that blade.
Yeah.
And it just takes a small nick. If you were walking on cement, getting from your dressing room to the ice, and you hit something, then you could, hypothetically, get a nick or a burr in it, and you get on the ice and you start slipping on that one skate or sliding, and that's a telltale sign that you should get them resharpened.
Yeah, I mean, when they play, let's say, in the NHL, mm-hmm. I see sometimes they change their skates twice in a game, or
they may change the blade. Nowadays, these new skates, you have blades that come off and new ones can go on. If you really damage or crack a blade, which sometimes happen in the NHL or even junior hockey, they have these new blades that will come off and the trainer, equipment man, will put a new blade right back on, which is fantastic.
That's fantastic, John. Anyway, that really seems to be a really important thing. And in the future, maybe we'll talk about some other things that are really important.
About the skating, I'd like to tell you that the hockey book, Hockey Made Easy, our manual, deals with skating more in more depth than I just told you. That if you really want to learn about skating, get the manual and you will learn everything you need to know about skating and strides. You know, and the short strides to begin with, you skate faster, you lengthen your stride. So it's all in the manual, and I think it's tremendous.
That'd be a good thing for coaches too.
Absolutely, and parents.
Good, John. Thanks for dropping in, John, and talking about skating.
My pleasure, Joe.